Here is the Freethought Almanac for September 5th. I'm John Mill. It was on this date, September 5th, 1793, that an 11-month reign of terror began in France. Sometimes called the Red Terror, to distinguish it from the equally brutal but little-mentioned White Terror which followed it, the reign of terror lasted until the execution of Maximilien Robespierre on the 28th of July, 1794. In less than a year, about 18,000 people were killed, an average of 55 a day. The massacres and beheadings were excessive and supervised by the Committee of Public Safety, in which Georges Danton and Robespierre were influential members. Religious writers, when they speak of the French Revolution at all, are fond of pointing to the terror as proof that people deprived of their religion turn into beasts with no moral compass. Is this true? First, the terror was not part of the French Revolution. The revolutionists had succeeded in 1789, replacing a desperately brutal feudal system, a 90% illiteracy rate, and the divine rule of kings with a republican government, and the men and women who had secured the freedom of France left the governing to others. The terror took place 4 years after the French Revolution. Second, anyone who is familiar with the history of the Catholic Church in the Middle Ages may recall, if they were ever taught, that compared to the 50,000 slaughtered in a few days during the St. Bartholomew massacre some 220 years earlier, or the 250,000 Albigensian men, women, and children slain from 1211 to 1215, the Reds had a lot to learn from the Catholics about random murder. Third, the Committee of Public Safety, supported by the people of Paris, was created to preserve the reformed government and to put down threats from inside the country. The clergy, in league with the nobles, were plotting the reversal of the revolution. Robespierre took the lead, and the terror was installed to defeat the insurrection and to repel opportunistic foreign invaders, since this was, in every sense, a national emergency. And yet, less than 10% of those killed in the terror were clerics. 67% belonged to the mostly republican working class. The clerical royalist conspiracies were real. The crowned heads of Europe wanted to smother democratic ideas in the cradle. The former French nobility wanted their inherited privilege returned. The Catholic Church was similarly addicted to unearned advantage, but they had also been made into employees of the state and required to take a loyalty oath. Half of them refused and fought for the failure of republican government, enlisting the aid of foreign powers. As it is unlikely that foreign invaders would not demand a peace of France for their services, it was fortunate that the republican army defeated the Austrian, English, Prussian, and Spanish invaders. Fourth, there was an internal quarrel between the Girondists and the Montagnards. Robespierre led the Montagnards to victory, but he not only believed in God and hated atheism, he decreed the worship of God as the state religion, which alienated the populace. It was under the God-loving Robespierre that the despicable acts of the terror took place. The terror ended when Robespierre was overthrown, and an appalled public demanded his execution. Fifth, as soon as Robespierre fell, there was an equal and opposite reaction from the clerical royalists, a white terror, to restore the monarchy. Perpetrated largely by Catholics, the displaced masters of France took revenge on the republicans, killing thousands without even the pretense of a trial. Eventually, more moderate men took over, but they also abolished Robespierre's cult of the supreme being. With the resulting general indifference to religion, France became relatively tranquil and prosperous. So not only were the greatest excesses of the Reign of Terror perpetrated under a man of God, but the reactionary clerical royalists dipped their hands in blood as well. France is a secular republic today because, unlike the U.S. and some other nations, France knows what religious strife is really like. This has been the Freethought Almanac for September 5th. I'm John Mill.